So we are in the Build a Better Business program. And again, for all of our mastermind members, we've got Ruth and Estella on with us today. I'm watching in the participants, see who comes in so I can let them in. But we go through a 12-step process on building your business. It's like building a house. You have to start with the foundation. And you girls have heard my spiel so many times, so I'm not going to get into the weeds on it, but we have to do our VPS, which is what message, what promise are we bringing to our audience? We have to craft our story because that's our marketing. We have to decide who we're going to go serve because that is how we can borrow someone else's audience when we don't have an audience. But then once you do that, you have to be able to have a place to send folks when they go, yes. You know, sometimes it's like we push and push and push and get our business ready. And we really don't want anybody to say yes because we're not ready for them to say yes. And so you have to let them say yes, but you have to have a place already to send them. So that's going to be your website. That is your virtual brick and mortar place of business is your website. And so from there, you have to take them on a buyer's journey. You have to give them a way to connect with you, to get to know, like, and trust you, to maybe purchase a product that doesn't cost so much before they spend money on the big ticket. So we go through the different, you know, first run, you know, the first base, second base, third base, and home run offers. And then once you have that in place, you're ready to start marketing to build your own audience. So now you're going to start putting stuff out across social media. And one of the best ways, and we talked about this in all of October, one of the best ways for folks to get to know, like, and trust you is to start a blog. And that way you can start putting yourself and being authentic, and you can start blogging about things and just people reading that. Now you can have a click through at the bottom where it points back to your website. That's how you're going to monetize your blog, is back to those products and services that you created. But that's a way for folks to get to know, like, and trust you. Now, one of the things that we talked about extensively in blogging was the whole new artificial intelligence, the AI, where you can go to ChatGPT and it will help you create this template for your blog. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can also use the chat to create your description, if you will, of your podcast. Because chat already knows kind of what the SEO, you know, your search engine optimization words are. And all you have to do is prompt the chat that you want some of those words in the description, and then it will write the description for you for your podcast. And so that we're going to talk about podcasting and what platform. And again, it's a great place for folks to get to know, like, and trust you. And here's what I have realized, that I can use, I can, and again, we're going to reverse engineer everything. So you have to stop and think, what is the one thing that you can do that you can repurpose over and over and over and get yourself visually in front of your audience because they want to see you. I don't know if you've done any of the research, but all the research tells us that video, 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 video is the way for folks to connect with you. So if you go on Zoom and do a video, now you're going to be able to repurpose that video so many different ways. So number one, you're going to do a video call. Now, whether you do it with folks in the audience, I like to interview someone. That takes the pressure off of me of being like front and center the entire call. But you can be, and let me see if I can pull out my little notebook here. I find it hard to talk on Zoom if I'm not talking to somebody. And so what I did, and don't laugh, I gotta pull my notebook out. I didn't have it out. I took some business cards. You know how all the realtors put their picture on a business card? Well, a lot of folks are doing that these days. So I took some business cards that had some faces, taped them on the back. This is just a journal book. You can see it's just a notebook. It's a journal that I can write in, take notes when I'm at a seminar or whatever. I taped these pictures, these business cards on the back of this journal. And you say, well, what is that for? Well, when I don't have anybody in my audience, that's my audience. I just set my little book up here off to the side. And then I talked to Rocky, Gabby, and Beth. So if you ever go through any of my videos and you hear me talking to Rocky, Gabby, and Beth, Those are the three gals in my audience because those were the three business cards that were on my desk at the time when I went onto a Zoom call and I didn't have an audience. I created my own audience. Now I have a girlfriend who I coach as well, and she wanted to do food, you know, whole foods and how to eat better and how to prepare the food. And so she has her phone simply on a little stand on her breakfast bar in her kitchen, and she goes through and preps a couple of meals and she videos it. And that's her video that she puts out so that folks get to know, like, and trust her. And so at that point, she found it hard as well to teach, if you will, on how to prep this food, because she said, I really don't want a bunch of people in my kitchen, but how do I keep that verbal energy going that I'm coaching and teaching someone when there's no one there? And so she lined up her little stuffed animals across the back of her breakfast bar. And so when she preps food, she teaches to the teddy bears. And again, she gave them all names, and so she interacts with her teddy bears in her video. Now you don't see the teddy bears. You think that George and Sam and Sally and Susie are people that are sitting there on the other side of her breakfast bar, but they're actually her teddy bears. So my point in all of that is that there are some workarounds when you're trying to do a video. If you go, oh, Kathy, I don't know if I can do a video because there's nobody that I'm talking to. I can talk to somebody one-on-one, but to just look at my computer screen and have that energy and feel like I'm presenting something, it sounds too mechanical and it doesn't sound natural. And so it doesn't come across well on a video or on audio. Now, so that's the hack, is to create your own little audience. So now once you're ready to sit down, And you don't have to talk long. It can be just 10, 15 minutes. It can, you know, it doesn't have to be long. Sherry, and she's not on the call today. She's my co-host, my co-mod for this call. She actually is doing a little pocket cast, which are just little miniature podcasts. They're just little five minute snippets. So it doesn't have to be long. And you don't have to call it a pocket cast or a podcast, or, you know, you don't have to try to find what category. Just make a video on Zoom. Now, once you're done making the video on Zoom, Zoom automatically will spool, if you will, that video. It kind of, you know, goes through and gets it all recorded and wrapped up. And then it sends you two links. It'll send you a link to the video and audio version, which is you're watching it just the way you hear me now. You see us and you hear the voices. And it gives you an audio only version. Well, guess what? Once you do that podcast, you now have the opportunity to multi-purpose that particular video several different ways. Number one, and here's how I'm using it. I'm putting it inside some of my course material. For example, we're doing a Build a Better Business Mastermind, and this video will be a part of the module on how to create a podcast. And this video will go along with that module. So I'm using it as part of my course material, and that's in those offers we talked about, you know, that first base, second base. Well, my home run is folks joining my membership site. My third base is folks joining my membership site, because that's my bread and butter. And I talk all the time about your third base being your bread and butter. And so this particular video will go inside my course material, and this will be a part of my third base offer. That is my bread and butter, folks joining that mastermind group, that membership site. So that's one way that I'm using it. The second way that I'm using it is that I put it out because, again, YouTube is a huge search engine. So the second way that I'm using it, and I have to back up and say this, before I put it over into my course material, I put it on Vimeo. I take the Zoom call and I upload it into Vimeo, the audio video version, you know, where it looks just like this when somebody clicks on it. I put it in Vimeo because Vimeo, when you get to the end of the video, it doesn't bump you out to somebody else's video like YouTube does. YouTube, of course, is a huge search engine, and they don't want folks to leave YouTube. So as soon as you finish the video that you're watching, even if it's inside of a paid course, they'll bump you out to, you know, Dancing with the Stars or something, whatever it is that they know you like to see, because they want to keep you on there for a while. They're really good at that. And so inside my course material, I didn't want folks to get bumped out To these other videos that they watch in their free time, I wanted to keep them inside my course material. So in Vimeo, it only bumps you out to other videos of mine. It does not bump you out into, the internet at large like YouTube does. And so I use the Vimeo recording inside my course material. But YouTube is such a huge search engine that if I'm doing a free meetup, one that is open to the public anyway, I want that one to be found by the public. So I will upload that one into YouTube because that way, when folks are so searching and they're like, oh, build a better business. Yeah, I'm getting ready to open a business. Let me watch this video or our newbie bloggers one or our happy house hunters in real estate investing. So it's a great place to put your videos if somebody's searching for you. So that's the second place. So I do it on Zoom. I take both threads. One is the audio and video. I upload that into Vimeo for my course. I upload that into YouTube so that folks can find me. Now, again, we're not going to get down into the nitty-gritty on recording unless you have questions, but in both of those, you can make them public or unlisted. If you make them unlisted, only folks that have the link can open them. So if I'm doing a paid course, then I make it unlisted. So only folks that have the link can open it. Okay. So in other words, that's the ones that I put inside my academy because folks are paying to be in that membership site. And so only the folks that are in the membership site that are paying can get to those videos. The ones that I do on my free meetups, I put out there on YouTube and Vimeo, and I put those out there as public because I want people to find me. That's the whole point of doing a free seminar or a free masterclass or whatever it is that you're doing on Zoom. That's the whole point of doing that is for folks to find you. So once you do that, you've now used your particular video two times already. You've used it in your course material, you've used it out on a search engine like YouTube for folks to find you. Now you could actually take snippets of it, and Zoom allows you, once you open up the call, and Vimeo allows you, and YouTube about it's whatever platform you're most comfortable with. If you like working inside the Zoom platform, you can do snippets there. If you like working inside the Vimeo platform, you can do snippets there. Or if you like working inside the YouTube platform, you can do snippets there. Now, I will tell you, YouTube makes it the easiest because YouTube is they're wanting to be, I think they're like the number two search engine in the world. So maybe three. I know Amazon and Google's right up there. But anyway, and I don't know which one's in first place currently, but they're all up there as big search engines. So YouTube makes it very easy. So I like to work inside YouTube. And once I get it all uploaded into YouTube, then I can take snippets of it and I can do what Sherry does. I can make it just like a short and I can sprinkle that across my social media. And yes, Estella.
What do you use to do snippets of it?
What it is that you find something inside that video where maybe you made a great quote. And so what you're doing is you're moving because you can move the and this is oversimplified and you have to almost do one to understand it, but you can take the front end and the back end of that video and it'll have a bar that you can click on and you can scoot that bar in. And so you can scoot that bar in to where it just is at the beginning and the end of that quote that you said. And now it just shows you saying just that quote instead of playing the whole video. You might say something like, join us this Saturday for our pizza party. And maybe that's all you want to put out across social media. So you can take the front and the back of that and you can scoot it down. And then you can put it over that phrase, join us for the pizza party. You could put it over this phrase. I want to say how wonderful Estella Blake is. You could put it over this page. Oh, you got to connect with Ruth Pierce. She's rocking it. So you can put it over whatever phrase that you said, and now you have a video of just you saying that.
And that's in, is that in YouTube or
You can
Vimeo
do
or
that.
what?
You can do that in all three of those platforms. You could do it inside of Zoom. You can shrink it down. You could do it inside of Vimeo, and you can do it inside of YouTube. It's whichever platform you're most comfortable with, because the more you use a platform, the more you get to learn the nuances of the platform, and so you'll find that you'll find your go-to. But play around with it. But see, that's another way that you can use that video, is that now you can kind of market yourself or someone else. But you can kind of put little snippets out there. And we've seen those. And we've seen the reels. And that's all a reel is. When somebody makes a reel, is it's just taking a snippet of something they did or said or whatever. And that's all you're doing, is you're creating a little snippet. And so anyway, I just wanted to let you know all the different ways, see, that you can use this Zoom video. So now, and again, there's even other ways that you can use it in addition to that, but I want to get on to podcasting. So now, if you have a platform that you decide that you're going to use for podcasting, and I'm going to show you the top platforms, but once you decide a platform and choose it, and again, choosing one is better than getting stuck analyzing for years and never pulling the trigger. Choosing a wrong one is better than not choosing one at all. Okay. And not that any of them are wrong. It's just that there's good, better, and best. And it depends on where you want to go with it. If your podcast is going to be your big ticket item, and you want people to sign up, and maybe you ultimately want to sell advertising in your podcast, if that is your business, and there are people out there, we call them influencers. If their whole job is to have such a huge audience that advertisers pay them money, and that is the job, that is their big ticket, is getting members so that they can get these ads, then at that point, they want to be really, really picky on where they're going to put these videos and audios, because they want to get the most bang for their buck, because they're after the advertising dollars. Does that make sense? I'm not after the advertising dollars. I just wanted a place that I could also put myself, so that folks could get to know, like, and trust me, so that they click through onto my mastermind. See, that's my bread and butter, is my mastermind. So I wanted a platform that did that. So anyway, Sherry chose a different one, and that's why I wish she was here today. But anyway, the other thing that you want is you want a platform that will give you some of the statistics at the other end. How many people clicked? How long did they stay on? So that you can kind of test and measure what's working for you. Okay. Because if nobody clicks and nobody stays on, then you need to do something different. If nobody's clicking, that means that you need to have a better SEO in your description of your video. Now, early on, because again, I was just adding to my whole business, I would say, here's the blogger's replay. Oh, like, well, how many clicks is that going to get? You see where I'm going with that? So now I can say, in this video, we talked about how to do the following things. And now somebody's going to go, oh, yeah, I need to know how to do that. And they'll be more apt to click on it. And that's where your search engine optimization comes in. So what I want to tell you is that you can write those descriptions with your chat GPT. You don't have to sit there and scratch your head and go, how do I describe this video? All you do is you go to your chat and you type in, hey, I just finished a video about blogging, and we talked about how to promote our blogs. Can you write this better? And chat is like, sure. And all of a sudden, you've got this wonderful little paragraph about promoting a blog. Does that make sense? And then you just copy and paste that as your description. And you can adjust it and make it yours. Sometimes chat gets it off, you know. Sometimes chat will say something that doesn't align with my business, and I might have to take a sentence out, or I might have to, you know, rearrange a sentence or two in the paragraph. But for the most part, see, it gives me this amazing template that has all of the SEO words already in it on what people are searching for, because chat goes to the internet to see how are people searching to promote a blog. And so chat automatically picks up those words and puts them in your description. It's a great tool. It's to put in your toolbox. So now you go back to Zoom and you just do the audio link that it gives you, because it'll say, here's your audio video together link and here's your audio only link. So now you're going to take your audio only link and you're going to upload that into your blogging platform. Now, you didn't have to do another whole blog. You didn't have to say, oh my gosh, if I'm going to blog, I got to have these guests and I got to have time and I've got to do this schedule and I've got to make sure my guests show up. You're just talking on your regular Zoom call and you're going to repurpose it. And again, if you don't have an audience and you don't want to do that, let's say I don't want to have to schedule people, then they cancel, then I got to schedule somebody else, then somebody can't make it, and then I got to move it, and then it interferes in my life, and I don't want to do that. I just want to sit down every Wednesday morning and do my Zoom call. Then make an audience. Make your audience. I business cards with their pictures. And so I just sit down and I talk to Rocky, Gabby, and Beth, you know? And so just that way you've got somebody that you're talking to so that your voice has some energy in it. And I even talked to them. Now I ran into Rocky at this convention over the weekend and it was so funny because a year ago I told her what I did. I said, hey, I sat down one day and I didn't have an audience. And I said, so I taped your business card to the back of a notebook. And I said, and I talked to you. And I said, I even said Rocky a couple of times in my presentation. And she thought that was the funniest thing. So I ran into her just this weekend and I said, Rocky, I still have your business card on the back of that notebook. I still use that. If I ever tap into a Zoom call and no one is on, I said, I always have an audience. So I continue on whether anybody is on the call or not. And she thought that was the most hysterical thing. She said, I don't even look like that anymore. And I said, I know, but I said, your picture is still on my notebook and I still teach Rocky. And she goes, I should be getting pretty smart by now, don't you think? So anyway, it works. And so you have to find, you know, some sort of a hack that works for you, but you've got to get yourself out there. And so anyway, so that's what I want to say about that. And I'm going to show you here in a little bit some platforms that you can use to put that audio only. And then I'll show you what I do on mine. And I'll show you a couple of those paragraphs. But before we get to that place, I want to talk a little bit about us being on camera. Because again, if we're going to put ourselves out there, now, of course, you know, this is one of those where do what I say and don't do what I do. Cause here I am today. I don't have any earrings. I don't have a necklace on. I, you know,
you're beautiful.
It was one of them. I'm in a ponytail. Yeah. It was in one of those things. My hair's clean though. I did wash my hair. But anyway, it was one of those things where we got in really late. I did my whole announcement for the next 3 weeks. And then of course I've been running like crazy this morning and this whole week is going to be like this. Cause we leave Saturday for Italy for 15 days. And so I've got all of my must do things on a list. And so I'm trying to line them up and mark them off. So you get that. But anyway, when you're on camera and it's just a couple of little things is, pay attention when you're watching the news. Everyone has, and I'm just a little low today, so I'm going to move this up a little bit. You want the top of your head just a hint under the frame. You want to, on your Zoom call, you want to think of it like you're in a picture frame and you want the top of your head just a little bit above. And at any time that you can raise up your computer or your phone or whatever, if you can at any time have a little bit of a down angle instead of an up angle. When you have an up angle, and I'm going to show you gals, you look right up somebody's nose. So you want to have a little bit of a down angle. So it does two things. Number one is it gets rid of the nostrils. Number two is it makes you open your eyes wider. Because when you put your head this way and you have an up angle, your eyes look like they're closed and you're looking up their nose. When you have a down angle, you're not looking up their nose and it makes you open your eyes more when you look at the camera. And so it gives you a more alert look. And so at any time, like I just did a recording from the lobby of the hotel and I didn't have any way to elevate my computer. So I consciously dropped my chin. I consciously dropped my chin the whole time I was talking. I normally talk straight on and I consciously dropped my chin so that my eyes were wider and you weren't looking up my nose. Now, here's the problem for the gals that wear glasses, especially if you're wearing bifocals. You can't see the screen unless you're looking through the bifocals. So you might have to find a way to solve that. Now, if you need to see your screen because you're reading something, you might have to simply go up into your settings and enlarge the print so that maybe you can see it without the bifocals so that you're not doing that. You want to make sure that you're getting more of a downward film on your face. And again, your eyes will be nice and wide. When you do this, it just changes the whole look. And what it does is it changes the energy of your communication to your audience. It changes the energy. And the other thing that you want to remember, and I used to teach this back in my insurance days, I would train new agents and we did a lot of phone work. When you're talking on any kind of a recording or a phone, anytime you're talking not in person, you have to hype up your energy level because it comes out down here. If you talk a normal level, it comes out even lower. So you have to hype up your energy level to get it to sound normal. And they'll teach you that in an acting school or whatever, if you're doing any kind of stage acting. That's why, actors are really good at articulating what they're doing because they've been taught. And if we have just a little bit of that knowledge, our output is going to be so much better. If we have just a hint of that knowledge. So position yourself like the news media do. Their head's just a little bit under in the frame. They're kind of in the top, their face is kind of in the top half of the frame. Make sure, ladies, that you don't have too much cleavage going on in your video. And again, once you find that position, see, then you kind of know how you want to look every time you're on a call. And just kind of do that every time you're on. You just can kind of do those checkpoints. Now, also in your Zoom, there is in your general settings, not in because you have two settings buttons in Zoom. One is you have an overall general settings, and then you have a setting for each call that you schedule. In your general session, in your general settings, there is a place where you can smooth out your complexion. And it's just a toggle bar, where you click on the bar and slide it so you can kind of see yourself and see, because you don't want it, because again, the more you smooth out your complexion, it basically what it's doing is just making everything, smooth together. You don't want to make it to where you can't see your features and or where you disappear when you're on camera. So you have to play with that, but you can play with that and decide where you like it. And once that's on your general settings, every time you go into your Zoom account, it will automatically do that for you because you had it in your general settings. And so I have mine on about half because if I do it more than that, it makes me look like I'm trying to be 30. And I don't want it to make it look like I've got all these filters on because then you lose your authenticity. But I don't want to make it look like I've got big bags under my eyes either. So I have mine on about halfway. For that. But anyway, those are just some tips and tricks. So let me, yes, Ruth.
What did you call that setting?
I don't know, but it's
Okay.
over in your general settings in Zoom. And if you scroll down the general settings, you'll see it. But it has something to do, with how you show up on camera.
Okay.
Yeah. In your pictures on your phone, when you take pictures, if you edit any picture on your phone, there's a place where you can do that on your phone pictures too. I don't know if you gals are aware of that. When you take a picture on your phone,
No.
you can click the edit button and it'll let you edit how smooth your skin is. And again, I don't want to do it to where I look like I'm 10, because then you lose your authenticity. It looks like, and you've seen these pictures these girls put on TikTok or whatever, and they look like a doll face. It doesn't even look like a
Right.
human face. And that's because they filtered it so heavy. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to make it look like you filtered everything so heavy because then you come across as not being very authentic. So I just want to, it's like makeup. I want to do just enough to make myself look a little more presentable. You get it. All right. So let me share my screen. And this is simply an article that I found. This is called, and of course, once I got up there, my bar is over it. It's called Tech Radar Pro. It's a business technology expert. So they are all about business technology. And so again, they're trying to sell you something. And so I just wanted to come down and look at this article. Now, this article, it was written here in August of 2023, and it's a blog post. It's either a blog post or it's a magazine article or a website article, but it's just like what we're doing when we're blogging or writing for a magazine. It's just an article. He just wrote an article, and it has right here who he is. And the title is the best podcast hosting providers of 2023. So I'm not going to get too far down in the weeds. You can look up here under techradar.com, best podcast hosting, if you wanted to search out this article. But anyway, as it goes through, this again is his opinion. He says that Buzzsprout is his best podcast hosting service for new podcasters. So if you haven't chosen one yet and you're looking, do a little research. So this guy says Buzzsprout is his favorite, and inside this article, he even has the links where you can actually go right to the Buzzsprout site and you can check it out. Now, one of the reasons he says to buy is they have a free plan. You can import your podcast, you can have unlimited team members, and reasons to avoid is that there's no unlimited plans, which tells me once you get in there, you might only be able to do so many podcasts a month, or that it's going to be limited in some way. And they don't have a way to buy unlimited plans. So if you decide you want to get bigger or this thing takes off, this might not be your best choice. So all I'm saying is this is just a place to get started. And I'll say this again, the wrong site is better than no site. Get yourself out there. Even if you, because remember this stuff, you've uploaded it. It's in your hard drive. So you can upload it into a whole different platform if you want to later on. You're not married to this platform forever if you decide you don't like it, but it is a great place to get started. And so now we'll go down to Podbean. Several folks get onto Podbean. There is a free plan. You have unlimited bandwidth, monetization options. There's no audio enhancements though. I don't change my audio, so that wouldn't be a stopper for me. The fact that it's free, I'd probably take a look at Podbean. Because again, it's a free place to get started, especially if you're not sure how much you're going to be podcasting. Now, Libsyn, don't quote me. This might be the one that Sherry's on. But anyway, it's a no frills. You get unlimited bandwidth, monetization add-ons, custom mobile app, no audio enhancements. And we'll keep looking at a place where you can sign up. Captivate. I'm not really looked at Captivate before, but it says you can host as many podcasts as you want. Now, I only have one podcast. We're not talking how many episodes you can post. We're talking how many different podcasts. Like, for example, I only have one podcast called Freestyle Living. I could have a blogging podcast, a real estate podcast, a writer's podcast. I could have all these different podcasts. With this one, it's as many podcasts as you want, but I only have one. And I recommend if you get started to just do one because I think it gets to be too much on your plate if you're trying to do a bunch of different podcasts. But just know that if you go with Captivate, you could create more than one podcast. But there's no free option. Okay, that's the reason to avoid. There's no free option. And again, I don't know what the price is. You'd have to click through it, but this is just giving you some ideas. So Transistor is one, unlimited storage, host multiple podcasts, no audio enhancements. Again, just a way to, and he talks about how he tests them, how it says I can't host podcasts with my regular web host. Sometimes you'll have a website, depending on what you're on. If it's one of those all-inclusives that you can podcast right from your website, I'm on Teachable. I chose Teachable as my big, brick and mortar, virtual brick and mortar business site is Teachable for me. And that's an oxymoron. It's not a brick and mortar, but it's like that's my business location is that on that Teachable site. And it does not have a place for me to do a podcast. So I had to choose something separate. And so anyhow, it just goes through and gives you some ideas there. Now you can go through and search all kinds of places on Google and read all kinds of articles, and you can just research, 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 but don't get stuck analyzing and not pulling the trigger. Now, back in the day, I chose Audioboom, and you're gonna laugh. You go, Kathy, why did you choose Audioboom? Because I was being coached by Carrie Oberbrunner at the time, and Carrie Oberbrunner had Audioboom, and I said, why reinvent the wheel? If he's using Audioboom and he's done all the research, then I'm gonna use Audioboom. I've been happy with it. And here's what happens with Audioboom, which happens with a lot. Once you, and here's my audioboom.com, and once you create your Audioboom automatically sends my podcast out to Apple. They give me an RSS link, which means I can put that link anywhere and my podcast would come up. They also put it on Spotify, Amazon Music, Castbox, iHeart, Player FM, and Podcast Addict. So once I post it one place, it goes out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more places. And as a matter of fact, I didn't choose Amazon Music. I chose these because once you sign up for Audioboom, it says click the other places you want it to show up and it lets you choose however many. And I chose as many as it would let me. And I tried to pick the ones, that I thought got the most views or the most listens, if you will. And then Amazon Music sent me an email one day and they said, by the way, we're picking up your podcast because you have reached the number of listens that is a requirement for us. And so we're going to automatically pick you up. So I didn't even choose Amazon Music. They just automatically picked me up. And then all of a sudden it showed up here. I didn't add it here. It just kind of showed up here because Amazon picked up this RSS feed and automatically started putting me on Amazon. Well, the good news is that was right about the same time, and Ruth, you'll get this. That was right about the same time that I was getting published with my book with Wendy. And so now my podcast link shows up in my author's page of Amazon. So now it shows I'm a published author and I have a podcast. And I'm like, who knew? And so anyway, it's just kind of working out. So here's what I want to show you though. I'm going to open up this particular. We did this one on Friday. This is promoting your blog. And the reason I'm doing this one, I want to show you two things that I did. The first thing that I did is once I got done with my Zoom call, I uploaded the audio only into my Audioboom. And it populated this particular podcast. I'm going to skip this sentence for a minute. I went into Chat GPT and I said, can you write a paragraph for me about promoting a blog? And this was the paragraph it wrote. And so promoting your blog is essential to getting your content in front of the right audience. There are several effective strategies to do this. First, utilize social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram to share your blog post and engage with your followers. Email marketing is another powerful tool, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I just copy and pasted, I checked it under my check my paper here, under this custom, it's customwritings.com. I wanted to make sure it didn't just copy somebody else's, paragraph. And once I knew it was 100% original for me, then I then dropped it right in here. And then I just added how to connect with me and how to connect with Sally. She's my co-host, co-mod on my, on the bloggers. Then what I did, because I, on my videos, I'm often sharing my screen and I'm often teaching a point, like just like today. And so what I did is I said, to view the video version, please click on the link. And I actually put the YouTube video version there. And the reason I use the YouTube one is because almost everybody has been to YouTube. If I put the Vimeo one there, they might have felt like I was trying to sell them something. And of course, I am marketing my bloggers course. But I want, again, this is a way for folks to get to know, like, and trust me. And I didn't want them there to be any roadblocks for them clicking on. So now watch this. When they go to the actual link here, this is the podcast. So when they go to the actual podcast where they're just listening to a podcast, they can go, oh, hey, let's click on that and look what it does. It takes them over here to YouTube and now, and see what happens. See, it throws the listener out to whatever it is that they listen to. So anyway, now what it does is it comes right here and there is the same exact description down here. It's the same paragraph. The same connect with Kathy and Sally. Everything's the same. Only now, when they click on this one, they actually get to see what I'm talking about as I'm doing the podcast. And so now what happens is now this person says, "Ooh, I really got a lot out of that." And chances are they're going to subscribe to my YouTube channel at that point. Okay. So what I've done is I've really allowed them a way to get to know, like, and trust me. And so now I'm getting the word out through Vimeo, through my school, across all my social media, on YouTube, on Audioboom, which then puts it on eight more channels. And I'm getting folks that are connecting because they're getting value every time they tap in to one of those audio listens. There's tons of value. So, questions, comments, and have you thought about starting a podcast and make it something that you're going to do already that you can then just sprinkle across your business platform like I do? I do one and it's out there. I mean, just on Audioboom, it's out there in eight different places. And then YouTube is 9, 10, 11. So I'm out across social media, five more. So I'm probably, every time I do one, I'm probably in 20 different places.
I would like to do, can you hear me? I would like to do a podcast, but I don't even know what I would do it on. And then, are you doing the podcast once a week, once a month? What are you doing?
Well, again, I'm letting my business is basically writing itself. My business is growing organically and it's writing itself. I'm not pushing a round peg into a square hole at any step of my business. I take a topic that I am interested in learning about. So, or something that somebody has asked me a question like two or three or four or five times. And I'm going to use the blogger one as an example, only because that's the one we just looked at. In the Build a Better Business, which is what we're in today, when we got to the October month where we talked about blogging, I had several people say, "I'd like to dive deeper into blogging. I like that you presented it, but I need a little bit of a deeper dive." So I said, "Oh, Kathy, pay attention." So I wrote an entire course on how to blog and started a free meetup. Because somebody asked me the question. And so once I started presenting, I thought, well, I can take this podcast because I had to write a module. So now my module becomes my blog post, or my blog post becomes my module. Are you with me? I'm not duplicating my efforts. I had to research, and let me just break it down and make it more simple. I had to research, how to start a blog because I had to start from the beginning for my beginners. Well, once I researched how to start a blog, I then had to write a module. And this, of course, was before ChatGPT, and I was using PLR a lot. So I went to PLR and I put how to write a blog article. And PLR had one and it popped up. And I said, well, there's my first module. So I took that article from PLR, made it my own. Okay. And I put that out in my blog post on my own personal blog because I thought I can't. And here's another thing, you can't teach something that you're not doing. And so I thought, if I'm going to teach how to have a blog, I have to have a blog. Right. So I created a blog. And so when I did my research for my module, I could duplicate that module also into my blog post. So now I had the module and I had the blog post. Well, now it was time to teach a class. So I did a free meetup. I took that module, which I had already turned into a blog post, and I taught from it as my outline. So now I had a video on the same thing. Then I took that video and I uploaded it into Vimeo and made it a part of the course. So now they've got the written module and they've got the video of me teaching that module. Are you with me? Then I took that same video link and I put it over into YouTube so people could find me that also wanted to learn how to blog. And then I took the audio version and turned it into a podcast. All off of one piece of material, all off of one PLR article. And
Okay.
then I took the replay of all of that and sprinkled it out across my social media, so that more people could find me and go, I wanted to learn how to blog.
Okay, go through the in the beginning.
Okay. In the beginning, I was teaching the Build a Better Business, and two or three people came to me. Either I got a text message or a phone call or an email, and they said, I don't get the blogging thing. How do you get started? I don't know how. I can't wrap my mind around it. So after about the third or fourth person asked me that, I thought I need to do a little course about blogging. So my first step was to research the topic. That was step one. And I thought, well, I have to start at the beginning. How to start a blog? Well, the first place to start on a blog is how do you choose your blog name so that you can buy your domain? You can't get your platform and go any further till you have your domain. And so I thought, well, I need to research how to choose a domain name for a brand new blog. So once I did my research, then I was, and I had to find, I had to write that. And to help with writing that, I went to PLR because there we didn't have ChatGPT at the time. So I went to PLR and I just started pulling up blogging articles until I found one. And I went on the internet and did some research and found some where some other people had already, done a blog about how to start a blog. And so I just took all that information and turned it into my own module. But I didn't have the whole course. I just had step number one. That's all I had. That's all I had that first week. And then I put it out on Meetup that I was going to talk about how to start a blog, and like 10 people signed up. So now I've got these 10 people in this Zoom call. And I just basically taught that module that I had written. And then I used that module and demonstrated how to turn that into an actual blog post because they wanted to know, well, how do we blog? So now it's my teaching material and it's my blog. Now, at the end of my Zoom call, I get two links from Zoom. I get an audio video link and I get an audio only link. So I took the links and I uploaded those into Vimeo, YouTube, and Audioboom. So now I've used that same material three more times. Then I took snippets and sprinkled it out across my social media to advertise that I was doing this blogging class. All I had was module number one. That's all I had.
And then after you got the interest, then you went ahead and started putting other stuff together.
So then in that first class, they were like, okay, we've got our domain name. What do we do now? So what did I do? I went out to Google and said, once I have my domain name, what do I do now? And a
Oh,
bunch of
Lord.
articles came up. And I read through some articles and I said, oh, well, step number two is finding a platform. So I said, okay, that's going to be the topic of my second module is how to find a platform. So then I did some research on the blogging platforms and how to find a platform and all of that. And that's also, I knew I needed to be blogging if I was going to teach blogging. So I picked one as well and put that first module as a blog post out on my own platform. So now the second class, which was a month later. I'm doing this once a month. So my second class a month later was all about how to choose a platform. So now I did the same thing. I taught on Zoom for an hour on how to choose the platform and gave them all the information I had discovered. And once that spooled, it Zoom gave me two links. They gave me the one for audio video and one for audio only. So then I uploaded that into Vimeo, YouTube, and Audioboom, which then Audioboom sent it out to eight more places. And then I took snippets of that and sprinkled it across my social media. And I uploaded the module into as a blog post. So now I have a module, I have a blog, I have a podcast, I have training material for my academy, all off of one Zoom call.
Ruth, I don't know about you, but girl, this is gold.
There's a lot in there. There's a lot of ahas. I know that I've heard these before, but it's like, okay, what step am I ready for now?
And I didn't try to eat the whole elephant at one time. I didn't sit down and say, oh
Right.
my gosh, I've got to create this whole course and I've got to have testing and I've got to have podcasting and I've got to have blog posts and I've got to have marketing. I just did one chapter.
Right.
Just one
See, and
chapter.
that would have been me. I would have been trying to do it all up front And the pot, it would have been so enormous. I would be like, I don't have time for this. And that's where I get. And so what you just shared, I mean, thank you for the blog, how you got it out there. But what you just shared for me was an aha in turn. So when you asked later on, what was your aha? I'm telling you now. My aha was do it as you go along rather than sitting there trying to, figure out the whole car, how to, engine, transmission, and okay, let's get the engine done. Now, what else do we need? In segments, and I've always been the type of person that, like, if I was sewing something, I'm like, I'll start at whatever time in the morning and I don't quit until it's done. But, and that hinders you in terms of your mindset of what you can accomplish.
Because if you don't have time, you don't want to start the project. Yeah. Now, the reason that I call this particular course Build a Better Business is because we are building it the way you build a house. And so I've taken that mindset across everything I'm doing. And so this weekend, I'm sitting in a real estate conference. I went to the big Oria conference down in Cincinnati, by the way, Estella. It was amazing. And while I'm sitting there in the conference, the guy next to me says to me, because the speaker was talking all about ChatGPT, and the guy next to me, he goes, I've never seen ChatGPT. He said, I don't have a clue what he's talking about. And because the guy didn't demo it, all he was doing was just talking about it. And so half the room was like over 65, and they'd never seen chat. They didn't know what he was talking about. And until you see it, I think it's hard to explain. And so I just got out my phone and quietly in the back of the room, I said, well, here, let me show you how it works. And I said, what is it you want to know? And he says, what? He said, here's what I want to know. He goes, what cities in Ohio? What small towns in Ohio have a university where there are available fourplexes? Because remember, this is a real estate conference. So I typed in what small cities in Ohio have universities that have four available fourplexes? And 10 communities came up. And he was like, what? He goes, you know how long it would have taken me to research where all these universities are? And I said, exactly. I said, chat simply goes out to the internet and gets the answer to whatever it is you ask it. And he said, okay, what is the average rent for those units in those cities? And I said, now remember, I said, chat remembers what we just asked it. So you don't have to repeat that question, because as long as you're in that thread, it will just keep adding on to that. It's like having a conversation with a person. So he goes, well, so I said, you don't have to say, what is the rent in and list all those. You can just say, what is the rent in those cities? Because chat will remember what cities it already told you. So he was like, okay, what's the rent in those cities? So I said, what's the rent in those cities? And it came up. He was like, what? And he goes, okay, now I'm in. He says, now I'm in. Well, through all of that, see, I thought to myself, because we kept going, and all of a sudden I had all it said, who might rent those fourplexes? What kind of rent might they pay? How long might they stay? All of a sudden, it, you know what occurred to me? I've got another whole entire module for my
Yes,
real
you do, girl. Oh my
estate.
goodness. Excuse me a minute.
So you see how that just unfolds like that. Yes, Ruth.
I didn't. Am I on mute?
You're good. You're good.
Okay. I didn't realize that you could use chat like to Google. Like, I ask
Yes.
Google a lot of stuff like that. But it sounds like you can. I thought it was mainly just for writing, but it sounds like it's Siri, or you can
Well, but
ask.
not only did it do the research, but it also put it in an article format.
Oh, so it does write it. And man, I'm going to play with that.
Yes.
So, and I think, going back, and I'll take this opportunity to do my aha, because I know you need to get off the phone and we're winding down here. But, there was a lot there. And I've been wanting to do this like a holiday presentation, like how important it is to center yourself before you get busy with holidays. But where I was getting stuck because of, some of what's going on, was the limited energy to market it. And I thought, I'm not going to worry about that. I may put it out as a free meetup, and if nobody shows up, I'm just going to talk and then put it up on YouTube.
Yeah, get your audience.
I do pretty well. I do pretty well. I just don't. I can see where what you did was good because you could bring those people in and say their names. But I've done some stuff just on my own, and I can keep my energy up pretty well.
Good,
But I
good, good, good.
also, I like the ahas, or another aha was, the reminder of, getting your camera above and that type stuff. And I am getting more comfortable being on camera. I'm doing the lives and the reels and, and stuff. So podcasting is coming. I've got too many things sort of just barely started that I need to, like I went into Think Epic and started doing the class and or course, and then messed a little bit with a website, and both of those kind of got put on hold. So I need to, before I do a podcast, I need to get at least one of those going, and then, but it's
Well,
coming.
because with your podcast, at the end of your podcast where you put your description, you're gonna have your call to action there. You have to send them somewhere, because if they go, "Oh my gosh, I love everything Ruth said. Now where do I find her?" So you have to have a website, or you have to have some place. And I've been sending them lately. I've been sending them to my link tree.
That's what I'm not gonna, I've got the link tree, but I do need to decide, like, especially, I don't want to start anything big here at the end of the year.
Well,
Oh,
but this is a
just
great
listen.
time to work on some stuff, even if you don't launch yet. Yeah, this is a great time to work behind the scenes, because people are they're not doing as many, networking meetups, because it starts to be, Christmas
Messy.
parties for companies, and families are coming in. And so from Thanksgiving through Christmas, it's really tough to do any kind of business work, because everybody has so much personal stuff going on. And so it's a great time to work behind the scenes and get ready to launch something in January.
Just one quick note. That book club, that
Yes.
meetup book club,
I saw that.
that gal wants me to take it over.
I
We haven't
saw
got
that.
anything going yet, so I need to find the energy to get that going in January.
Now,
But she.
if it were me, so that you don't lose any members, I would simply go out there and introduce yourself and at least put together a schedule, even if you don't have anything going yet. Even if you don't know what you're going to do yet, I would say, or do a little survey or something. Say, "Hey, I'm getting ready to really get going here in January. Would you guys rather meet on Tuesday evenings or Thursday afternoons or something?" And but get some communication, two-way communication going in the group to keep the interest up.
Yeah, I think it's probably pretty dead right now. I don't think anybody's done anything for a while. But that's kind of what I was wanting to do, was an online Zoom book club.
Yeah.
And so, I just need to decide if I want to do once a month, or, how I want to do that. But in some ways, once a month's not a bad idea because we're
Exactly.
busy.
Now, here's what I recommend, though, and here's going to be your homework assignment. When you do your description in that group, go and check out who all your members are first. You're going to have a little bit of homework. Kind of click through on your members, see who they are. Are they all professional women? Are they stay-at-home moms? Are they wanting to just meet with other women? Are they wanting to learn something? And you can kind of just give an over, just kind of give yourself. It's like when you walk into a room and everybody introduces themselves and says what they do, you get a pretty good feeling on the vibe of the room. So you kind of want to go through and click on some of those profiles and see who they are and what their jobs are, because a lot of them will put what their career is, like, "I'm the president of a bank," or, "I'm an insurance person," or whatever. And you'll get a feel for your audience. And then what you want to do is you want to enter the conversation in their heads. Then ask yourself, if this is my audience, what do they want? What does this audience want? Now, they joined that meetup for a reason. So then look at the original description of the meetup. And once you see who your audience is, and once you look at that description, what is it in that description that made them decide to click? What is it in that description that made you decide to click? And now you want to write a description where you're authentic, but and you're real and you're down to earth and you are speaking their language. You are entering the conversation in their heads instead of you sitting over here saying, here's what I'm going to design. And maybe it just doesn't connect with that audience. So you want to make sure that you're designing something that connects with that audience. And even let's say that they all just wanted to network. Let's say that was the thing. They're not there to bare their soul about relationships. They just want to network and meet other women and have friends. Well, maybe that's what needs to be in the definition. And then as you go along, you can start working the conversation in about relationships and once they get to know, like, and trust you. But you want to meet them where they are at the beginning. And again, I use my bloggers group as a as an example. When everybody was like, I don't know how to start, I don't know where to start, I don't know what. That's why it's called Newbie Bloggers, how to create and monetize your blog, because that's what the audience wanted. So I named it to enter the conversation in their minds. They're new, they want to blog, they want to create something, and they ultimately think maybe this could be the way I could make some money. And so that's why that was in my description and in my title. Is that helpful? And we all know that. I think sometimes though we just need to be reminded to make a really conscious effort to enter the conversation in their heads. All right. Questions, comments. I love it. And congratulations, Ruth, on that, by the way.
Well, I got to follow up with Liz, but I have that on my thinking that I need to do. But yeah, it kind of worked out the way we said. So
Yeah,
she said,
can I share with Estella exactly what happened there? In Meetup, you have an admin who creates a group or who runs the group. And at some point, I got the sun coming in my face here, so I got to scoot over. At some point, sometimes an admin will step down and leave that group hanging out there with no leader. Well, Meetup doesn't want the group to disband because they get paid, to have these groups. And so they're like, hey, does anybody in this group want to step up and be the admin? We'll hold on to it for, I don't know, 60, 90 days, whatever it is. And if nobody steps up, then the group just disappears. Well, you hate to let a group disappear when you've already got it, because we're all trying to build an audience and here's an audience just hanging out there. And so Ruth calls me one night and she's like, hey, there's this group hanging out there. What should I do? And I said, oh, by all means, pick it up, pick it up. And by the time she tried to pick it up, somebody else had stepped up and become the admin. And she was like, well, okay, I tried. And I said, well, she was a member. I said, you can still connect. And so anyhow, come to find out, Ruth knew this gal from years gone by. They were friends. And so Ruth then decided, well, I'll just offer to assist her. I'll just maybe be a co-admin. Well, now the girl's stepping down and giving the group to Ruth.
It's even a little bit more complicated than that, Estelle. That's the thing of it. I mean, I didn't know she was asking this gal was asking if people wanted to help her. And so I responded to her. And she wrote back and she says, oh, I'm so glad that you answered. I know you're going to be great at this. And I thought, how do you know me? Who
How do you
are
know I'm going to
you?
be great? Yeah.
And finally, I'm not going to be able to figure this out. So I just wrote her and I said, where did I meet you? Or where did we meet? And she just laughed at me because what had happened is somebody that I talked to probably two or three times a year on the phone. We connect very well. But she went and changed her name, legally changed her name. And I had not got that new name in my head. Because it was a little bit different for me. And I still thought of her as Liz. And so once she told me, she says, oh, Ruth, you know me. And I just had to laugh.
So again, I think it was meant to be. Ruth felt a draw to jump into that group and to try to become the admin. And then when it didn't happen, she decided to simply support the gal who did become the admin. And come to find out, they know each other. And now the girl is stepping down and giving the group over to Ruth.
Yeah, we have to get that finalized. I need to connect with her again and do that. But yeah, that's where we are right now. So I'm gonna say adios.
Congratulations. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks. I've got to get it figured out yet. That's another thing I got to do. But we'll get
Yes.
there.
Any last minute comments, Estella, from you before we go? Because I think we're getting ready to jump off here. Estella, did
No,
you have
that,
any?
like I said, the aha that I got today was the fact that I don't have to put the whole program together before I start moving, but to just start and have a plan to make sure that I can follow through every, with each session, and that I don't have to do this every week. I can do a podcast once a month, and then just what the steps are when you gave the outline of, how you got started. That was just gold because, I mean, it's how you do something. I know what to do. No, I don't necessarily know what to do, but how you did it. I'm a hands-on person, so you
Yeah.
verbally described what the process was, and I appreciate that.
Yes, Ruth.
So figure out a baby step for you.
Okay.
And like me, over the last month, 2 months, I'm not sure how long, I said I'm going to get my stuff out there. And so 5 times a week, I open up my Facebook and do a live. And I don't really care how long it is. I don't even care that anybody's on it, and I don't even try to promote it that way. But I will talk for 5 to 10 minutes over something that I feel like is on my mind that day. And then I take, and I have to do it in this order, which is really weird. Then I go into Instagram and I condense down what I actually said in that live into a reel. And I think if I tried to do the reel first, it wouldn't work as well.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's just my way of getting myself out there. So to me, that was my baby step to doing this, what will eventually be podcasting, or doing pro, I think my next baby step is to do a longer presentation on Zoom and post it on YouTube.
Now, I do have one question for you, Ruth. When you do a live on Facebook, does it record it for you? Can you capture that recording?
I don't know.
I think you can. I would recommend, if you can capture that recording, to save that link and put it somewhere, land it somewhere. Sherry is landing hers in her website, and she's calling it a pocket cast instead of a podcast. She said it's like you pull your phone out of your pocket and you just talk for 5 minutes and put your phone back in your pocket. And
Well, that's kind of what this is.
she even found a little graphic that said, and it's a picture of a jeans pocket, and she even put pocket cast by Sherry on a little graphic. And then she put that over at her website, and so folks can go over there and click through and listen to her po all her pocket casts. She's got them recorded there on her website.
Okay, I will look into that. I could, I know I could do them on Zoom, but then I don't know exactly how
They don't
easy they
get
would
pushed
be
out
to.
as much on Facebook if you do them on Zoom. But if you want to
Yeah.
do them on Zoom, where you can kind of, redo it 4 or 5 times before you post it, do that instead of doing nothing at all. But if you're good with doing a live, yeah, a live gets pushed out more on Facebook because you're doing it right on Facebook, and they love Facebook loves it when you're using their platform. And so I'm just going to Google this. Is a Facebook live, or yeah, is a Facebook live recorded? Yes. It says Facebook Live is a feature of Facebook that lets users live stream directly to the social media network platform. Viewers can react, share, and comment during the stream. A recording of the video is also published to the page or profile so it can be watched again later.
Well, yeah, so, I knew that, but okay. I don't know if you can capture the link.
Yes, there. Go there on some of those because you can scroll back through and maybe even pick up a lot of your older ones, and click on the little button in the top. And I don't know. I'm not done. I normally do mine on Zoom and then post them, but I should start doing them live right on. I've done a couple lives.
I just decided I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
That's part of my authenticity.
Yep. So if I go here, I'm scrolling down looking for one of your lives. Do you do it on your profile page? What page do you do it on?
Ruth Pierce Time to Fly.
Your Time to Fly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was on your, there it is. I was on your
personal one.
Okay.
It's always
check this out, Estella.
Essential to have hope in a relationship. Because when you do give up hope, that's when things go.
Oh, sorry.
You don't need to play the whole thing.
Yeah, I see it. Uh-huh.
We're talking about having hope in the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It's always
isn't that great?
Yes.
Essential to have hope.
I love it.
So now when I click on, and I'm just looking to see, there's a place where you can share. There's a little share arrow. And if I click on share, nope, it takes it right over to share on mine. If I click on the three dots, yes, copy link. There are three dots.
You can copy link.
There's three dots at the bottom of that video. And if you click on the three dots, there's a place where you can copy the link.
Now, I do think those only stay for 30 days. So anyway, that's something I'd have to think about. We all need to get off of here. So
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to research that to see if you copy the link, if that video stays or if the link disappears after 30 days. So I'll Google that next. So anyway.
Okay.
But if you can capture those, see, that gives you some more content.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. All right, ladies.
I use them for practice.
Yes. So has this been beneficial? Have you gotten value out of this today? Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, ladies. I'm going
to enjoy your trip. You leave Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, I leave this coming Saturday. So I've already announced all of my meetups through for the whole next 3 weeks. So follow the calendar, KathyBenner.com. Follow the calendar because I've moved some stuff around a little bit. And so make sure for the rest of this month that you follow the calendar so that you don't miss something.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Enjoy.
Ladies.
I pray you have a safe and number one, safe, enjoyable, just life in inspiring. Anything you do is life inspiring, girl. I just so admire you. Anyway. Enjoy, dear. You and Mark. Okay. Both of you.
Thank you so much.
Love to you. Talk to you
soon.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.